Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Look, I don't mean disrespect by anybody. I know it's a two-shot penalty, and at that time, I just didn't feel like going back and forth and hitting the same shot over. I took the two-shot penalty, moved on. It's my understanding of the rules. I've had multiple times where I've wanted to do that. I just finally did.
That was Phil Mickelson on Saturday on Fox Sports talking about the decision he made. It was, what, the 10th green? 13th green?
I think it was, wasn't it the 8th hole? I know, whatever hole was.
It was a hole.
Irrelevant.
It was one of the 13th. It was the 13th hole on Saturday, and Mickelson was having a bad round. He was struggling, and he hit a putt that went past the green, or past the hole, pardon me, while still on the green, and he felt the ball was going to go off the green, so he hustled a little bit, Phil Mickelson's version of hustling, up to his ball. And while it was still moving, he putted it back towards the hole. And it didn't go in. It stopped. And that's an automatic two-stroke penalty when you hit a moving shot, moving ball. Now, I really think this debate, and I'm curious to hear from people at 248-539-9797 or on the ticket text at 97136. And if you think that I don't have enough regard for the rules of golf, then I guess I'll apologize up front. And I'm not trying to, and I play golf and I like golf. I'm not trying to sit here and say that honor isn't one of the great parts of the sport and that rules are important part of it. Although I think we've agreed many times, you and I, that some of the rules are stupid, like signing a scorecard or signing an incorrect scorecard or things like that. But I know a lot of people hold these rules to be dear you can't break them. You just can't break them. Now, our friend Jeff Lesson, who hosts the golf show here on 97.1 The Ticket, he tweeted on Saturday, and I saw this tweet about the Mickelson thing, and he said, what'd he say? Hold on, I'm looking right now. He was not happy.
All right, so he thought he cheated and should be thrown out of the tournament, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he said, let's be clear, What Phil Mickelson did today was complete disrespect to the game and should be treated as such. Just another area where he falls short in any comparison to Tiger. Tiger has his faults, but respect for the game is not one of them. Okay, well, you can go off on the Tiger tangent if you want, because Tiger did something at the Masters a couple years ago, which was highly questionable.
Yes, indeed.
Probably should have been disqualified.
Here's the thing with what Phil did and his explanation. First of all, you know, he said, I'm going to take a two-shot penalty because it's probably better than what I would have got. First of all, it was a bogey putt. Okay, so if it rolls off the green, he's a pretty good, chipper, flopper, He probably would have got his fifth shot. He probably would have got his sixth shot close enough where worse comes to worse, he would have two-putted. So he'd have got an eight. So instead, he takes a 10. So he didn't do that on purpose. I think by the time he was interviewed, he figured out what to say.
Totally agree.
I think he just completely lost his mind. And he's had a history with the USGA for years where they don't get along or whatever. He was given a prestigious award. The Bobby Jones Award. He refused to take it. He had a problem with the setup at Marion. He went after Mike Davis on something. So he has a history with the USGA. He didn't like the way it was set up. And he got pissed and he blew his mind for a little bit. His explanation is bullcrap.
Okay? I agree with you. I felt like he was coming up with a plausible explanation.
Yes.
And even his wife, because yesterday, I guess one of the storylines, he was playing with Ricky Fowler. He was getting a nice ovation. The fans were on his side because a lot of fans like Phil Mickelson. And they quoted his wife, Amy, who said, Phil just had a bad day yesterday, which was kind of her way of saying, yeah, he lost his cool.
Yes,
I mean, I think the simple thing is that in the heat of the competition and the heat of a frustrating day on a frustrating golf course, he lost his cool. Here's what I don't get. Okay, if a guy pretends to get hit by a pitch and takes first base, that's gamesmanship, right? if a guy on the basketball court pretends to get fouled harder than he is, or like Steph Curry does, jumps into a guy trying to draw a foul, that's gamesmanship. This guy lost his cool, and it's been called some sort of an affront to the game that he should be thrown out of the tournament. It's a disgrace to golf. The guy hit a moving putt. Who gives a damn? Why is it such a big deal?
They need to, I think they need to change the rule. You shouldn't be able to do what he did.
There's a rule.
But they should change the penalty for that rule.
To what?
To a disqualification.
Oh, come on.
But not because...
What are you talking about? Disqualifying a guy for hitting a moving
ball?
Jamie,
if a guy jumps over the boards in a hockey game from his bench to enter a melee, he gets thrown out of the game. What's the freaking difference?
It's a huge difference.
No, it's not.
There's a certain number of guys on the ice, and they have a rule against it. The rule for moving a ball that's rolling is two shots.
Right.
There you go.
Change the rule.
I think that holding in football should be 50 yards.
Well, I think you'd be wrong, but I think in this, I think they should just change the rules.
And disqualification.
They shouldn't have disqualified it because there's precedent. We mentioned John Daly did it at Pinehurst in 1999. So they should not have thrown him out because I don't.
You just said they should.
No, I said they should change the rule.
Why?
Because I think.
Why is what happened on Saturday so offensive?
It's
to
not
people?
Offensive. I just think certain rules need to be changed, just like the process that Calvin Johnson. They needed to change that rule.
No, but Stoney, you're going. It's this, what's they say? Killing an ant with a mallet or what's the expression? I mean,
I don't know. I don't want to give analogies because they're always wrong.
But you're saying. I don't think he should have been thrown out.
Right.
There is precedent
for this. There's rules.
But now they need to change the rules so that he's thrown out of the tournament for that?
Hey, look, if this is a sport that disqualifies a guy by signing a wrong scorecard, to me—
disqualify him, it's a shot penalty.
To me, that's worse.
That's not the debate, Stoney. Well, you're right. That is worse.
So I think
if you sign an incorrect scorecard, isn't it like a two-stroke penalty?
You shouldn't be able to do what he did. I don't believe
it. You can't do what he did.
Okay,
much like Dustin Johnson at the PGA a couple years ago, he grounded his club in a sand trap.
That was an awful decision.
I think they should change the rule, and Dustin Johnson should have been thrown off the tour permanently.
No.
Oh, okay.
He didn't do anything wrong. I don't think he did anything wrong. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's the equivalent of what he did of corking a bat. Or putting something on a ball. That it's a slap in the face of the game.
Oh my God, you guys.
Jamie.
Slap in the face.
Okay, so Jamie, let's just turn the tables. Jamie wants to make golf not a gentleman's game anymore. Because it was absolutely an immature act what he did to the game.
Of course it is. And he got a two-stroke penalty. See you what?
Phony. Lefty the phony.
See, that's the other thing too, okay? You golf people. You need, seriously. Oh, you both are acting very much the golf role today. What is the deal with Phil Mickelson? I mean, honestly, I can sense it from Lesson, from his tweets. People who know a lot about golf, who follow the game, hate Phil Mickelson.
I don't hate him. I just don't like him.
Well, there's something about him, isn't there?
Yes, exactly.
He
walks down the course like this, like a gump.
Are you giving him a thumb sideways?
No.
You don't hate him, but you just don't like him, so you're neutral on him.
I'm not neutral.
You don't like him.
I don't like him.
But you don't hate him.
No, I don't hate him.
He's Urban Meyer. Something about him.
Somebody needs to write the book on Phil Mickelson and tell me all these horrible things that he's done, because the Phil Mickelson I see shows up, competes, plays his butt off, is usually a good sport even after he loses.
You know, it's weird because
like signs autographs.
He gambles. He always seems
guy in the room.
He always seemed to be a guy that'd be a guy's guy, right? That's the way he always appeared. But you hear these stories about that he's just, it's all an act. So
what are the stories, though? I mean, I hear things. What things? He got into a tax evasion case. Okay, I'm guessing he's not the only person in American history to get into a tax evasion case.
No,
insider trading.
Okay, that's kind of what I was after.
Sorry, I just wanted to be clear.
Okay, I mean, there are people who are in very powerful positions in this country.
Out of the public eye, he's not as nice as people.
My God.
Okay, well, you know what?
People say that about us.
Fine. Don't like us. I don't give a crap.
You don't?
So here.
I do.
So you like every freaking athlete.
No.
Every guy.
I don't like every freaking guy. But I'm just saying, like,
you have this idea that I'm like one of these golf's elite snobs. I'm not at all.
Okay, well, both of your reaction to the Phil Mickelson play is that he should be disqualified because, as Gov said,
he shouldn't have been disqualified.
But you're saying they should change the rule. Don't try to ride the fence on this.
I'm not riding the fence. You asked me if he should have been disqualified. The answer is no, because they have rules. I'm a rule follower.
Okay, but you're saying they should change the rules so they should be disqualified. So you're essentially saying he should be disqualified.
In the future, yes. Okay. If they change the rules, yes. It would be for disqualification.
The whole deal was is that the one rule, 14-5, whatever it was, trumped because it was specific to the
laying numbers on rules, by the way.
I was watching this pretty close Saturday night. And
because you don't like Phil.
I don't. He's a fraud. And I actually just looked up Phil Mickelson fraud, Google. You won't let me finish a thing.
Go.
Okay, 49, or most like searches for this. So like, you put that into Google, he comes up more than any golfer.
Google it.
Jamie, there's.
Hold on. I'm going to Google Brooks Koepka fraud.
No, you don't. There is an undercurrent in the golf community that this guy's a complete phony. Then you have the gambling stuff, reckless gambling, that the only reason why he gets away with it is because he's so rich.
Yeah, but that's not a reason to not like him.
For some people, it can be.
I know.
I just see phony. I don't know. I feel like I got a good read on some of this stuff sometimes, and I just don't believe it. I've heard rumors about his wife that are just absolutely insane. I mean, there's smoke.
I just think in this day and age where you have a guy who comes across as a really good guy, we can't accept it.
Well, he's a man of the people.
We can't accept it. We can't accept it. We got to go out and find a flaw with him. You know?
I think he has flaws.
Okay.
And some people don't hold him accountable to those flaws. And I just thought that was a horrible look. And it's not going to change his legacy. That's what kind of was getting me all weirded out. It's like, he's still one of the great golfers
of all time.
Yeah. Where I had the problem was I cannot see Jack or Arnie doing that ever.
Agree. Totally agree.
And you wouldn't see any other golfer wear those ridiculous shirts.
I agree with that as well. We're debating two different things here and are curious to hear from golf fans. 248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136. One is Phil Mickelson himself. Some people like him, some people don't. But I feel like there's this undercurrent of he's a phony. And yet nobody will come right out and say why that is. And, you know, you can Google Phil Mickelson and find all these rumors. And maybe they're not rumors. Maybe they're true of shady things he's done and reasons why he's a total jerk. You can also Google Phil Mickelson and find out, you know, the millions of dollars he's given to charity, raised for charity, fans he's, you know, who have been suffering with illness that he's kind of taken under his wing and taken care of and sent memorabilia to. Sure. He's done a lot of good things as well. So where's the truth lie? As usual, probably somewhere in between. And actually, this ticket text probably sums that up, because then we're debating the actual play itself and how much of an affront it was to golf. It's a simple thing. If you like Phil, it's no big deal. If you don't like him, then it's terrible. All public figures fall into that category. And that's 100% true. I always thought that one of the funniest things was in baseball. If a guy like Alex Rodriguez, pretended to get hit by the pitch, and he didn't, people just railroaded him. I mean, destroyed him. And then one time I was watching Derek Jeter, and he did the exact same thing, where he pretended to get hit in the hand. It didn't hit him. And it's like, oh, what a smart play by the captain. You know what I mean? It's just come on. It's the same exact thing. And so, you know, I can't give an example there. Like if Rory McIlroy had done what Phil did, it would probably still be a pretty big deal. Matthew Fitzpatrick had done it, it would have maybe gotten a mention,
right,
and that would have been the end of it. Phil, it's become a referendum on his character.
On this particular, the reason I just think the rule needs to be changed. It's not that it's an affront of golf or something like that. I'm not looking at it the snob angle. I think it's just a situation in a sport that just cannot happen.
They have a penalty.
So, but I think the penalty is not penal enough, and I think in professional golf, you do something like that, you should be disqualified. Because I think that it goes against the grain of the game. The game
that sounds very golf snobby when you say that.
I don't know another way to put
it. Game. Well, it's
the ball. You don't hit a ball when it's moving. It's just that simple. And if you do it, especially for he said to take advantage of the rules, quote, which is basically he's trying to, if you believe that he did it knowingly, try to take advantage of a loophole, then okay, he was smart enough to do it, then change the loophole. That's all I'm saying.
Ticket text 97136. Jamie, you don't get to make the rules. I think you're talking about Stoney there. I'm not trying to make the rules. The USGA made the rules, and the PGA Tour has made the rules. Those are the rules. Now, if you're a golfer out there and you've been privy to one of these things happening in your weekend round and you think that it's unacceptable in the sport, well, then maybe they do need to change the rules. I think a two-stroke penalty is perfectly fine. Phil didn't do anything wrong as long as he got the penalty and paid the price. Not like he was not like there was a loophole and he found it and disrespected everyone in the game. Kudos to Phil for being human. Well, kudos to Phil for being human in that he lost his cool in a difficult situation. But I wouldn't give him kudos for, I think, lying after it. I think if Phil had stood up there with Curtis Strange and said, "I got to be honest with you, Curtis, I lost my mind. I really did. I mean, I was so frustrated out there and I lost my cool.
Right.
I feel bad about it. I apologize for it. I took my two-stroke penalty, and I can promise you right now that will never happen again. I would have more respect for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You couldn't wipe the smile off his face for the next hole and a half. I was watching all this happen live on Saturday. He had this crass, like, smile, like, yeah, I just did that.
USGA. Yeah. He's had a history with them. That's what it is.
He called the USGA on Saturday night and volunteered to step out of the tournament. He did.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he called head coach Mike Davis. Mike Davis, who's the head of the USGA, and said, do you want me to take myself out, to withdraw? I will. And they said, no. You broke the rule. We gave you a two-stroke penalty, and that's it.
I give him credit for that.
Mickelson.
I'm sure he's waiting for my credit. But.
He took the penalty. He didn't cheat. If he made the moving putt, he would have finished the hole with a better score. That's from Mark in Detroit. Guys, this is typical media looking for blood in the water. This is blown way out of proportion. There are rules of golf. Yes, he took the penalty.
That makes sense.
Isn't it? Wouldn't you agree that golf is the only sport that has this general aura about it?
Oh, there's no doubt.
Where it's like, oh, you disrespected the game. Well, you never hear them disrespect other games.
We had that in that high school in the Dakotas where the girl had the wrong scorecard and she lost. She turned herself in, cost themselves the state title. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's part of the makeup of golf.
I think it's close to like a technical, like in basketball, like when Sheed would throw his headband in the stands. Mm-hmm. Or let's say a football player, you know, gets frustrated and punts the ball into the stands. I think that's kind of like the equivalent here. The problem is that it's golf. So it's a gentleman's game, and so an immature act is going to get, like, way more analyzed.
I think one thing that should be brought up here is I think some element of this is that fact that there's an element of self-policing in golf where, like I said, you sign your scorecard, you sort of call yourself out when, you know, there might have been a rules violation, whereas – hey, if Steph Curry flops or if LeBron flops, that's not on them to make the calls. They've got officials right there that are tasked with calling it. So I think it's the self-policing that is.
But you could argue that Phil policed self. I mean, Phil, I don't take him at his word because I do think he was BSing in the interview. But he it's not like he didn't give himself the two-stroke penalty, right? He didn't try to argue that he got a 6 on the hole. He goes, it would have been an 8.
Right.
He got a 10. I mean, he marked himself down with the two-stroke penalty, so he did police himself. By the way, another golf thing that annoyed me on Saturday was Stenson was teeing off on one hole, and the way the sun was, the marshals, you know, because the marshals always put their hands up.
Yeah.
And he kept backing away from his shot. He goes, "Can you stop doing that? Because I can see the shadow behind me." It's like, dude, come on.
By the way,
shadow.
You know what else will be known? Remember for this tournament? Thank God. Well, not for us. It would have been probably funnier for us that Fox had a mute or whatever or a delay with the audio. Those fans were unbelievable. I mean, just the stuff they were probably yelling because they got bleeped out.
Well, there was one, I didn't see it, but it was on Deadspin or something, where two guys were talking about...
rough sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Did that make it on the air?
Yeah, I think it did. They apologized.
Oh, we have sound?
Yeah.
Oh, we have a drop now, too.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, I would. I know you're dipping a good pool.
That's
but...
my ex.
Yeah, she's hot. Yeah.
That's when we were so hard, and I hit her in the head.
Sure.
And the eye, 4-4-4-4, smacked that bitch around.
Yeah, what actually happened here? She fell?
No, straight up, like, we went and kind of did in the lover's position. Like, I was laying down.
The birds.
I can't imagine. I couldn't make out much of what they said.
They were talking about some sort of position.
Yeah.
And there was head banging and things like that.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
Jeff in Troy, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Hey, if you were listening to the broadcast after that happened, there is a rule for disqualification because of what he did. And David Fay even spoke to that rule and said that he would have argued for Phil to be disqualified in that situation.
Because what was the grounds?
Well, actually, if I heard him correctly, I thought it was military for a second, conduct unbecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And David Fay said, if I was there, I would have argued for that.
Okay.
And I am a huge Phil fan. I love Phil. I love watching Phil play golf. Did he do insider trading, any of that stuff? I don't care. I want to watch him play golf. I love watching him play golf. He should have been disqualified. That was wrong what he did.
All right. Fair enough, Jeff. Thanks for the phone call. I didn't see it happen live, so I didn't hear the David Fay, because David Fay is always their rules guy they have on the USGA broadcasts. I understand that. I found somewhat amusing, or I guess I just don't get, is the offense taken. It's I feel like there's certain parts of the golf community that were offended on behalf of the sport by what Phil Mickelson
did. I'm not like that. I just think it's a heinous offense that they should withdraw. It should be DQ'd. But I don't sit there, oh my God, you're embarrassing the sport. No,
you just
like
called
that.
It a heinous offense.
Well, what is a heinous offense in parlance of the game?
Do you think it'd be worse if he teed his ball off intentionally into the crowd?
Yes, Jamie. Okay. Yeah, a little bit.
So the rule thing, quickly, the problem, he could have been, except there's the specific rule that says if you hit a moving ball, it's a two-stroke penalty. So it trumped what the caller was bringing up there, and that was kind of their wiggle way out of not DQing him.
Yes.
But I think everybody just feels the right thing would have done. I think he should have taken himself out. And he shouldn't have made the call, and he shouldn't have done all that. And I think he would have had a pretty good look.
646-971, the ticket.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.